Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Lift up your voice and open up your heart.
You are great, yes, you are Holy One. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. Reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything routine about you is great. You are great, yes, you are Holy One. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything routine about you is great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great. We worship you, Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, so great you are, doing marvelous things. Everything about you. Yeah.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How great is our God. The greatness of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ. We bless the name of Jesus. Welcome, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We welcome you to the month of August, the eighth month in the Gregorian calendar. We bless God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Good morning. Hallelujah, Spirit of the Living God. Good morning, Spirit of Jesus Christ. Good morning, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. We acknowledge your presence in our midst. Holy Spirit, we are grateful, thankful that you are here to join us as we lift up the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, to lead us and guide us and teach us. We surrender this service to you. We surrender this month to you. We surrender our families to you, our children, our ministries to you, your ministry to you. Hallelujah. We surrender all, everything to you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O, and be ye, lift up ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye lift up, you everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye, the month of August. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory, Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gates, gates of our destiny, gates of opportunities, divine opportunities, gates of praise, gates of worship, gates holiness. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of healing, gates of miracles. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of increase, divine increase. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, ye gates, gates of prayers. Lift up your head, O ye gates, gates of divine prophecy. Lift up your head, O ye gates, gates of blessings, overflow of blessings. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, gates of our lives, gates of our lives, of my life, gates of your life, gates of your children's lives, gates of your grandchildren, lies, great gates that the enemy have shut that you may have not been able to enter in. Gates of divine purpose. Gates of divine, gates of wisdom. Gates of revelation. Gates of understanding. Lift up your head, O ye gates of counsel. Lift up your head, O ye gates of knowledge. Lift up your head, O ye gates of courage. Lift up your head, O ye gates of reverential fear of the Lord. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of agape love. Up your head, O ye gates of agape love. Lift up your head, O ye gates of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Lift up your head, O ye gates of the anointing of Jesus Christ. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Lift up your head, O ye gates of I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Lift up your head, O ye gates of morning, I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? He is, who is this King of glory, the Lord of hosts? He is the King of glory, Selah. So, Father, come into this month of August. We come with praises. We come with thanksgiving. We come to glorify and honor your holy name. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So we enter into your gates with thanksgiving, not with murmuring, not with complaining. We enter into your gates, Almighty God, your gates with thanksgiving. And we enter into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, and Lord, we bless your name. Lord, you're good, and your mercy is everlasting, endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. For Lord, you are good. Your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endureth to all generations. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. The living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, release your breath into our atmosphere, our dwelling places. Blow into our dwelling places. Holy Spirit, give us divine CPR. In the name of Jesus, give us divine in the name of Jesus. Father, give us divine CPR. Holy Spirit, burn everything in us, uproot those things that are not of you. Holy Ghost, uproot it, burn it up, let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn everything within us that is not holy, that is not righteous, that is not of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, every bad habit, every negative behavior, every idle word, we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives, God's plans and purpose for this ministry, God's plans and purpose for our children, lives, and their destinies, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Holy Spirit, preeminence, and we thank you for your presence. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless your name. We praise your name. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For great is the Lord, Psalm 96, verse 4. And greatly to be praised, for he is to be feared above all gods. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heaven and earth, yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all. Nehemiah 1:5, I said, I beseech you, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who preserves the covenant and loving kindness for those who love him, his commandments. Nehemiah 1:5. Hallelujah. Cry aloud and shout for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Ezekiel 36, verse 23. I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in the midst. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when I prove myself holy among you in their sight. For the Lord will not abandon his people on account of his great name, because the Lord has been pleased to make you a people for himself. 1 Kings 8:42, for there will hear of your great name and your mighty hand and of your outstretched arm when he comes and prays towards this house. 2 Chronicles 6:32, also concerning the foreigner who is not from you, your people Israel, when he comes from a far country, for your great name's sake, and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, and they will come and pray toward this house. Psalms, for the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great king above all the earth. Psalm 47, verse 7, for God is the king of all the earth. Sing praises with a skillful sound. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king. Hallelujah. My name is feared among the nations, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. 1 Timothy 6:15, which you will bring about at the proper time. He who is blessed and only servant, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the great God. Hallelujah. Our great counselor, mighty, mighty God, almighty God. But a mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I pray that everyone that's here will tap into his spirit this morning, the Holy Spirit. Let your spirit man be receptive to the spirit of Almighty God. Do not be distracted, but keep your focus. I don't know about you, but I know about myself. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Luke 1:49. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Then I want you to, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Who's in you? Christ Jesus. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ. Awesome. Let us pray. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Father, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, O God, for sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Your mercies on you every morning, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord, upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandbabies. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy. Be merciful. Be merciful. Be merciful, O God. Forgive us of all that we have done that's not pleasing to you. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak this prayer service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren in the precious blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak our destinies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this month in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. This day in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus, we put our hands of protection using the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us in the name of Jesus. We put cover our spouses in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. This morning, oh God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, put the armor on our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, those that are connected to us, those that are right here this morning. In the name of Jesus, we put the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Almighty God, to empower us to do your will in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we decree and declare and prophesy. Only the counsel of Almighty God will prevail in our lives. We will complete our divine purpose and destiny in the name of Jesus. Lord, I decree and declare and prophesy every assignment that God has for each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let it be done. Let it be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, we bind fear and lose faith and trust in the Almighty God. We walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. And we say once again, we can do all things, not some, but all things through who? Through Christ Jesus, who strengthened us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we acknowledge your greatness in the universe. We acknowledge your greatness in the heavens, in the earth. We acknowledge your greatness. You are greater than great. We acknowledge your greatness, the greatness of Almighty God, the faithfulness of Almighty God, the loving kindness of Almighty God, the loving kindness. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, God, we come to thy throne of grace again, oh, Lord. Teach us how to forgive as you've forgiven us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Teach us to walk in forgiveness. Teach us how to walk in agape love. In the name of Jesus, teach us how to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and teach us how to love ourselves, because we cannot love others if we do not love ourselves. When we, hallelujah, regardless of whatever we're going through, that we should learn to love you with all our hearts and soul and mind, and love ourselves, so that we can love others. In the name of Jesus, Father, teach us how to be humble. Give us your spirit of humility, and we bind that spirit of pride and haughtiness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord, we cannot do it. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us, to lead us. And Lord, open our ears to be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Ghost, the voice of Almighty God. Father, there are times you come with thunder. There are times you come with lightning. There are times you come with your voice is like roar of waters. And then your voice comes like a whisper. Lord, help us to hear and recognize your voice and not follow the voice of strangers in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us in our endeavor with you. We need you, Jesus. We need you every second. We need you every hour, oh God. Give us agape, love that's in us. Let it be activated and manifested in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let us grow in the like image of Almighty God. Oh, Lord, take away things that will hinder our relationship with you. Help us, oh God, for your great name's sake. For your great name's sake, oh God. Do not leave us. Do not forsake us, oh God. Help us for your great name's sake. Oh God, help us fully and completely dependent on you. Father God, possess our spirit man. Let the spirit of Christ possess us. Let the spirit of Jesus Christ take complete control. Let us walk in the spirit of Jesus Christ. Father God, we pray, Lord, that you lead us, you guide us. Bless the work of our hands. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, put a hedge of protection around us. Father God, restore unto us the joy of your salvation. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Teach us, O God, to honor you. Teach us how to reverence you in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to walk with you, O God. Teach us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, O God. Lord, we need you. We need you every second. We need you every hour, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every plan of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Against our lives, against our destiny, against our purpose, we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we superimpose God's plans and purpose on our lives. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Yekuriyama seteriya kuruma seteriya kuruma seteriya ku. We bless you, Lord. You, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Take away every negative spirit, oh God, from in this environment, in our environment, and release the glory of God. Release the presence of the Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you. We praise your glorious and your holy name, for you are worthy, oh God. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. We cannot make it without you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we surrender to you. Oh God, we cancel every satanic calendar, agenda, directive against our lives and our destinies. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. And almighty God, we just want to say thank you in advance. We superimpose only your will be done in our lives. We bless your name. Thank you for greater grace. Oh God, thank you for greater grace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. For those, hallelujah, for those of you who want to stay for the monthly prayers, I know it might be a little long. You can stay. For those of you who want to go, I'm just going to say the Lord's prayers, and then those who want to leave can go ahead, but I'm staying a little bit longer this morning in the name of Jesus. So for those who are leaving right now, you might have to go to work or whatever. We bless God for you in the name of Jesus. And we pray that the Holy Spirit, you will allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. So we're going to, those who are staying, you can go ahead and just begin to bless the name of Jesus. Just begin to praise his name. We are going to take the Holy Communion. So we are finished with actually this service. And I'm going to just play a song, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we'll come back to the second part. For those who have to leave, we bless God. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Those who are staying over, just go ahead right after this song. We're going to go through the monthly prayers, get your Holy Communion ready, and we'll take the Holy Sacrament in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. We say that you're a great God. Display. Then
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for bringing us into this new month of August. We thank you, Lord, for another chance to start anew. Lord, we thank you for all that we were able to accomplish in the month of July. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings of this month of August. We thank you for sparing our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent on our behalf and on behalf of our families, our ministries, churches, for every ignorance we have been exhibiting. Forgive us for lacking knowledge and exposing ourselves to destruction. Forgive us for bringing rejections upon our children, upon ourselves, upon members of our families, upon our friends. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us, oh God, for instability, oh God, as a result because of walking in darkness, as a result of being wishy-washy, forgive us, oh God. Forgive us of our slothfulness and laziness in prayers. Forgive us, O God, for sleeping when we ought to be praying. Forgive us for allowing the enemy to sow tears as we slept. Have mercy upon us, O God, for your name's sake, over the dedication of this month to Roman idols. We take authority over the dedication of this month, the month of August, to Roman idols. We revoke such dedications. With the blood of Jesus, we erase every speaking, evil speaking program into this month. We annul in the name of Jesus. We cut off the vocal cords of all the idols associated with the month of August. With the blood of Jesus, we erase every incantation, every evil incantation made over this month, made over the month of August, every evil incantation made against us, made against our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our family members, made against us in this month of August. We nullify the evil words, cancel every evil negative word spoken at the gate of the month of August, every evil spoken word. We nullify at the gate of this month evil words spoken against purpose for our lives, God's plans and purpose for our destiny, God's plans and purpose for this ministry, God's and purpose for our different ministries. In the name of Jesus, God's plans and purpose, we nullify all evil words. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every effect of curses issued in the month of August. We cancel every effect of curses issued into the month of August. We refuse to be blind in the name of Jesus. We refuse to be blind. Lord, enlighten our eyes. Open our spiritual eyes, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, give us a 2020 vision in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us, Almighty God, a 2020 vision in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Let the holy light of God shine in every area of our lives, in every area of our homes, in every area of our children's lives. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. We reject greed and selfishness in the mighty name of Jesus. We refuse to be shepherds who cannot understand the times and seasons of God. Father God, we refuse to be shepherds, sons and daughters who cannot understand the times and seasons of Almighty God. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, give us divine understanding of your times and seasons. In the name of Jesus, the beginning of the month is the gateway into the new month. We come in the name of the Lord. We dethrone all the satanic gatekeepers manning the gates of August in the name of Jesus. We command the monthly pronosticator using the heavenly bodies to cause havoc to be dethroned from the gate of the month of August. We take authority over the heavens over the month of August. You will not hear the voice of the occult. Neither will you hear the voices of witches and wizards. In the name of Jesus, we decree that the heavens will only respond to the voice of Almighty God and not to evil and satanic agents. The Lord is holy. He is righteous. Hallelujah. He is holy. He is righteous. We decree that the heavens will function according to God's plans and purpose for them this month, in the month of August. Oh God, release your hand of judgment and destroy all pollutions from the satanic altars of the worship of the sun, moon, stars, and planets. We set ablaze every evil altar of affliction established in the month of August. We are not your candidates in Jesus' name. We destroy the evil altars connecting to the month of August. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar that has our names, our pictures, we destroy through the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. We destroy the evil altars being used by agents of darkness to monitor our destiny, our progress, and the progress of the sons and daughters of God. We destroy those evil altars right now in the name of Jesus. Satanic altars being used to control destinies and hijack the blessings of the children of God. We command you right now in the name of Jesus to be demolished and destroyed. Hallelujah, for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Altars from where men and women of God are being intimidated, we command you to catch fire now in Jesus' name. You also used to afflict the youth, the young children, to influence them. We release the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy every altar that has been used, all those altars that have been used to destroy the youth. Carry them in negative directions. We destroy those altars right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We destroy the altar of delay in the name of Jesus, the altar of procrastination in the name of Jesus. We destroy the altar of sicknesses and incurable diseases. You will not function in the month of August. You will not function. We destroy those altars of sicknesses and incurable disease. It will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. We pray for good health, sound mind, long life in the name of Jesus. You authors of death and suicidal tendencies, your time is up. Break into irreparable pieces in Jesus' name. Every invisible altar affliction waiting to manifest anytime in this month, catch fire and burn to ashes in the name of Jesus. We command the east wind of the Lord to contend with the adversary of Almighty God throughout the month of August. Oh God, send a strong east wind to blow and destroy all satanic altars, priests ministering on altars of affliction. We command you to fall down in the name of Jesus. We ask the Almighty God, send your holy angels to bind them and send them to the bottomless pits of hell in the name of Jesus. Lord, withdraw the power from them, O God, in the name of Jesus. And bind them and send them to the bottomless pits of hell. Release your Holy Ghost brimstone fire upon them. In the name of Jesus, we command the arrow and the sword of the Spirit, to pierce the agents of Satan, strengthening altars of evil. In the name of Jesus, we call forth the thunder of Almighty God to smite and burn them to ashes. We destroy all their works. Everything is done against the children of Almighty God. We destroy their works in the name of Jesus. During this month of August, they will not be able to function in the name of Jesus. Any hand that wants to arrest us or retaliate in any way or form against our prayers this month of August must wither and die. Now, in Jesus' name, must wither in Jesus' name. We withdraw our name in every demonic programming in the sun, moon, and stars, sky, planets, and heavens in the name of Jesus. We withdraw our names. We withdraw our children and grandchildren names. We withdraw our spouse's name from every demonic programming in the sun, moon, stars, sky, and planet, and heavens in the name of Jesus. Release fire upon every automatic failure mechanism that wants to fall in the month of August. Burn to ashes. In the name of Jesus, we command the earth to open up and swallow up all the satanic elders in the land. In the name of Jesus, we command the heavens heaven's close over evil diviners in the name of Jesus. The heavens close over satanic priests in the name of Jesus. May the sun cover them with darkness that they will no longer be able to be divine in the name of Jesus. We destroy every satanic conspiracy against the gospel of Jesus Christ in the month of August. We destroy every satanic conspiracy against our lives, against our destiny, against God's plans and purpose for our lives, against this ministry. We destroy every satanic conspiracy against us, against the gospel of Jesus Christ this month in the name of Jesus. We destroy, not by might of power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Agents of darkness fighting against the men and women of God will go into perpetual deep sleep in the name of Jesus. We command the sun and the moon to reject right now all that the evil men program into the heavens against our lives and destiny in Jesus' name. Hosea 2:21, God hears the heavens hear the earth before. We command the earth not to cooperate with the enemy in the month of August. We command the earth to answer to our harvest right now in the name of Jesus. Our harvest begin to respond to us speedily in the name of Jesus. In the month of August, we command every negative record of the enemy aborted in the name of Jesus. We call forth the blood of Jesus to destroy all that the enemy has programmed in the heavens, in the earth, against our lives, our marriage, our family, our destiny, our ministry in the name of Jesus. We decree that the month of August is a blessed and sanctified month. Every day of this month of August must declare the glory of God. The heavens and planets and the firmaments must show the greatness of our God. The nights must know the knowledge of the greatness of Almighty God. We will excel in all that we do throughout the month of August. This month of August will reveal to us all the secrets of the enemies and all the weapons being used against us, and God will abort and destroy in the name of Jesus all the works of the enemy. This month is the month harvest in the name of Jesus. God asked Abraham to speak to the heavens and establish his blessing. This month we decree that our sons will be like the stars of heaven. Wherever our children go, they will shine in the midst of their enemies in the name of Jesus. In the marketplace, we will excel. In the seats of government of nations, we will shine like stars. We'll always be above, for stars are always above. No matter what the enemy is doing, we will shine. Our blessings in the month of August will be as uncountable as the stars. Jeremiah 33:19-26. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea be measured, so will the Lord God of Abraham multiply our seed and blessings in the month of August. As sure as a new month will always show up, so shall our monthly blessings manifest each month in Jesus' name. We command rapid manifestations of the precious fruits of the sun, the precious fruits of the moon, the precious things of the earth, and all the fullness of the earth to locate us in the month of August. Galatians 3:13-14. Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Therefore, this month we will not operate under any curse in the mighty name of Jesus. We are the seed of Abraham. We command our monthly allocations released to us speedily in the name of Jesus. Isaac, heavens open over him in famine and in a strange land. We command our heavens to open now and release our blessings this month. We shall not suffer no loss. We shall suffer no frustration. We shall suffer no delay in the month of August. Oh God, send traitors and disloyal people far away from us in the name of Jesus. Send fraudsters far away from us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we will not lose any battle this month in the name of Jesus. All that you are God has assigned into our hands, we receive grace to execute in Jesus' name your plans and purpose for our lives. We command supernatural death cancellation in the month of August. Oh, God, let our bills be paid miraculously. We will never be behind on any bills in the month of August. After all payments made, Father, leave our bank accounts to an overflow, oh, God. Give us creative ideas for businesses, oh, God. Father, everyone that has a business, oh, God, this morning I release the blood of Jesus to cover these businesses in the name of Jesus. We call forth fruitfulness and increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, our bank accounts will not go into red. In the name of Jesus, we receive the blessings of Almighty God in the month of August. The blessing of the Lord is resting upon our household in the name of Jesus in this month of August. Father God, we will live and not die to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Everything around us is sanctified. Our income, our finances, our businesses are sanctified. Fill our barns with plenty. There shall be no scarcity in our homes and in our land. We shall lack no more. We declare this month a month of new beginning for us, for our ministry, for our churches. We enter into a season of grace, glory, greatness, promotion, divine favor, success, overcoming power, the season of the church ruling with Jesus Christ and reigning with him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you to perfect those prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Every prayer that we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every decree that we've made, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, perfect them in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And Lord, we lift up our Holy Communion as we enter into this month of August. In the name of Jesus, we activate the covenant of Jesus Christ, oh God, that is in the Holy Sacrament. In the name of Jesus, we receive, oh God, blessings and breakthroughs. In the month of August, we receive healing. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every satanic agent on assignment against our lives and destiny to the resurrection bodies in the blood of Jesus. Father, you're a covenant-keeping God in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we ask you to breathe upon the Holy Sacrament, turn it from the natural to the supernatural in the name of Jesus, oh God, as we take, oh God, our Holy Communions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the DNA that is in Jesus Christ, let it be activated and manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For I have received of the Lord, which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread that represents the body of Christ. When he had given thanks, he began, okay, then let's go. After the same manner, he took the cup when he had something. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus Christ. Often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, then ye come not together under condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we receive every blessing and breakthrough of the Holy Communion, unlimited. Let we invoke the covenant of the blood of Jesus, the Holy Sacrament. Let it be activated and manifested in our lives. Father, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. We thank you for healing, restoration, deliverance, sanctification. We thank you, Lord. We claim those blessings, breakthroughs, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Father God, we come against every retaliation of the enemy as a result of this time in prayer. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but Almighty God, deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Once again, happy last month of August. God bless you. We love you.